Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. That is Robot Witch there. And hello again from their self-titled EP that is brand new. I want to remind you that if you missed any part of the show, or if you want to check out some archived interviews and live in the Devil's Lair, it's all laid out for you, nice and tidy, at civicmedia.us. Just click on the Max Inc. Radio page icon. And then there you go. And while you're there at Civic Media US too, be sure to grab the app for your mobile device and Rocker. Check out the other shows here on the network because there's some awesome ones. One of my favorite ones these days is Kristen Bryan.
Oh, she's so great, isn't she?
Her show is awesome, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep. And you know what I really enjoy about her show, too? She digs into, I know we don't talk about politics here, but she does. But then she also, you know, does entertainment and different things just happening, things that people are talking about.
She makes you laugh. That's what I like about
her
show.
That is a good thing,
What's
it?
The title of her show?
On
As Goes Wisconsin.
As Goes mm-hmm. Wisconsin.
Yep.
Hey, you know, I kind of like Matt Flynn.
Oh, he likes to make trouble, too.
Yeah, he shows a lot of fun.
He does not
He reminds me of my great-grandfather.
Wow.
But I too like his show, too. He's very, he's fun, man. Rocker, tell us about our next guest here, man.
Jimmy Robot Witch is a blend of punk, psychedelic, and electronic music out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and have just released a new self-titled EP in December. On the phone with us tonight is vocalist, synthesizers, and songwriter Matt Lubis. Matt, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, happy Saturday night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you too.
Matt, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Robot Witch, briefly tell us a little bit about your band.
Yeah, so we formed about 3 years ago, and I was, you know, doing, like, I don't know, some side gigs. I was playing in another band at the time, and I teamed up with Ryan Koski, who plays guitar, and I just had him, like, playing maybe just one song, and then eventually he started co-writing songs with me, and here we are 3 years later, and teamed up with another guitar player, bass player, and drummer, and, you know, COVID kind of got in the way, so they kind of stalled recording, but
yeah,
we all were very motivated and got this EP kind of knocked out in about 3 months.
Nice.
That is motivated.
That's work.
Oh, man. Hey, I want to ask you, Robot, which is the EP you're talking about, the release show did already happen not that long ago, mm-hmm. though, in December, and you played with Work and a couple of those guys. Some of the Work folks are coming on in about an hour. But tell us, how was the show? How did that feel for all of you?
Oh, it was great. Like, we've been trying to get into the Cooperage for a while. We were actually supposed to play there 2 years ago, and it's like literally right when COVID happened. So we were scheduled to play the Mama Tried after party.
Of course.
And then everybody kind of got told to go home, right? I got told that at work to go home, and all the shows got canceled, and we're like, come on, you know, like, we've been trying to get in here forever. And I kept bugging Jason, the GM from the Cooperage, and he got us in there eventually and had the EP release and had emailed Work and Drop Bear Collective. And yeah, we had a real nice turnout for a Thursday night in December.
Good.
And yeah, it was good. It was a good house.
Persistence pays off.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Just keep going at it.
It does. That's how it is. You know, just keep going. Mm-hmm. You just never know what type of opportunities are going to come around the corner. Keep shooting your shot, and things just eventually happen.
Matt, tell us about the new EP. We were kind of talking off air a little bit about how much I find the music very unique, and I like unique music because you don't want to fall into that cookie cutter stuff, you know? But I just find the feeling kind of raw, but it sounds good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just have like so many different influences all over the place. And I look at bands like Smashing Pumpkins or The Cure, where it's not the same song over and over again. There's happy songs, there's sad songs, there's electronic influences and all this stuff. And, you know, our rule is kind of like we don't have any rules, and we're not on a label. We're not trying to be put in a box. I don't want to do 10 songs that all sound the same. I just hate that. So if I hate that, why would my band be like that?
Right.
Right. Well, I appreciate it. And then your catchphrase, or at least what's on your socials, electro psych punk rock.
Yeah, I said this cover is something for everybody.
Exactly.
Explain.
It's kind of like the really quick elevator pitch of kind of what I just told you. You know, like, we don't really have any rules, and you can even throw in a little ska in there too. We just, you know, we have all these different influences, and we have three different songwriters in the band. So, you know, why be constrained? Why only play like straight up guitar rock or only electronic prog music? We kind of want to do it all. And then, of course, the punk and, yeah.
So good. Now, the artwork. The artwork is really, I think it's trippy. It's, I don't know, you call artwork arty, but it is. But it's really cool. Tell us about that and kind of what inspired that and who did it for you.
First off, my girlfriend, who is a longtime artist, she's the one that drew it.
Nice.
Drew the initial sketch. And then I imported it into Illustrator, added some color. And then that was the first logo. And, you know, it was definitely like in its infancy. And then when this new EP came out, we got different band members, kind of a little bit of a different style going on. And we just kind of did an update on the artwork. Well, she did. And she just got really creative again and then just kind of went off on it. And, yeah, it's really beautiful.
It is.
We've been getting a lot of good comments and everything on it, so...
Yeah.
Can't thank her enough.
Oh,
and then
nice.
One other thing you wanted to make sure you brought up was the video that you all are working on, or you're about to debut it, right?
Yeah, we filmed it at the Cooperage with Milwaukee's own Cam Jackson. He worked with us on another video we did at Summerfest. And so it looks pretty slick. Like, he did a really good job. And we were going to do a live video, and the audio just didn't really come out right. So we took the audio from the record, threw it on there. I do some editing too, so I started touching it up, and yeah, we should have that out in probably like a few weeks.
Oh, good.
And at our Cactus Club show here coming up next week, he's going to film us again, and we're going to do a video for Hello again. Like,
nice.
For us to churn out like a high quality video in less than a month, I'm like, Cam, let's do it again.
That is awesome, because yeah. I love the Cactus Club. That's one of my favorite clubs in Milwaukee. Of course, that's down in Bayview. Also, you're playing Friday, January 20th at 5 p.m. for Art, Music, and More. It's a Winter Gallery Night, 2023 Select Studios in Milwaukee. Where are you guys playing on January 20th?
Yeah, I don't know the exact new address, but our producer, Paul Knievers, out of Knievar Studios, yeah. So we recorded there, and our practice space is there, and that's in Walker's Point. And it's just like down the street from there on National Avenue, where he's opening up his brand new studio. And yeah, he invited us out to gallery night, and we, you know, couldn't have said yes any quicker.
All the street names you just mentioned were like the Maximum Ink paper route.
Yeah.
Back in the days in Milwaukee.
Well, Paul Knievers used to deliver Maximum Ink, so we used to stop
sense there
every month and talk to Paul. He's one of my favorite people out in Milwaukee. Where can we keep up with Robot Witch online?
We got a general website now, so you can try to Google that. It's like a Linktree website thing. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube. Just Google Robot Witch Milwaukee. You know, you'll find us.
You got that free download on your Bandcamp page for your EP, which
which
nice.
Is
super
like
cool.
Crazy.
I highly encourage that.
Hey, thanks for remembering that. Good.
Hey, man, Matt, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks, Matt.
Love the Robot Witch.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. We'll be watching for those videos. We'll share those on our page as well.
Oh, thank you. And we're going to try to fast track another EP maybe within the next 4 months. And it's kind of more stuff that I wrote. Ryan kind of wrote this last EP, the guitarist. So just be on the lookout for that as well.
All right. Well, then you have homework, because when you have a song ready for the people to hear, come on into Madison or send us an email.
Oh,
Max
yeah,
Inc.
please
Radio.
Do.
Yeah, and, I know your contact now, so for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, send us your new music. We'll give it to the people for sure, man.
And thank you so much for reaching out, and Have fun with work. Those guys are a blast.
Yeah, we will.
Excellent. We will. Matt from Robot Witch, thank you.
Let's hear
one more song from Robot Witch. This is called Bad Dream on Max Inc. Radio.
And this will be the video coming out, too.
Oh, woo! This is the video.
Oh, good.
All right, let's check it out. Robot Witch on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.